Time to talk Gaelic games here on The Score, and we're joined by Eamon McGee, of course, former Donegal player. Eamon, hello there. Welcome to the programme.
Cheers, Ossie. Cheers, Ossie. It's a longer week than last week now, but it's still good to be here.
Yeah, long week, surely. Different sort of week. We'll talk about that in a minute. So we will, and obviously your appointment as coach to Sligo as well, returning to the inter-county scene. But first of all, maybe we might just nip into the club scene here in Donegal. Confirmation over the last number of days that the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Club Championships are going ahead as planned, starting on Saturday week the 9th and Sunday the 10th of August. Now, there was lots of speculation around whether there would be a deferral of the championship by a week or two, obviously to give everybody involved that was part of this run to the All-Ireland Final maybe an extra week's break to get their bearings again. But that's not the case. We're going straight into the club championship. And what's your views on it, Eamon? My take would be that maybe we should have held it back for a week or two. The likes of the Tyrone final, for example, is on the 19th of October. Donegal final's penciled in for the 12th. I think there could have been an extra week or two grace there, but that's not the case. What's your view on it?
I get it. You know, if I'm managing a club team, I'd probably, you know, want them extra few weeks grace. But I think because of the fact that they have their schedule, and, you know, for me, the schedule should be rock solid so people can plan around it, people can build. That was one of the big criticisms that, you know, previous years where you couldn't plan anything. You know, club championships were starting up willy-nilly and, you know, league games and this and that. And I get the logic to the county board. I would have take great issue with the split season as it is now. I was definitely a big fan of it. But I think for clubs themselves and for county players, for club players, that we should have a situation where the county players should be able to play a few club games, because at the minute now they're just parachuted and, you know, they'll take a wee break for the week, get back to training, and then they're straight in a club championship. And I don't think that that's fair. And obviously from a player's perspective, you like that wee break, but I understand that the county board just want to stick to their schedule now. But the split season, the vision I had in my head was one where it was just county players could go back to their club, play the club season, and then they could get their club season. So probably won't work, but I think there's a happy like in terms of Tyrone trying to do their best to get a few league games, and that's the one we should be going towards.
Yeah, but it, that's okay for Tyrone in this circumstance. So it is, Eamon, because they were put out of the championship a lot earlier than Donegal was, and it seems to be unfair on the county players. And you can also suggest that it's unfair that the clubs that they're involved with, because the reality of this is there's players now who are going on holidays and very much deserving of their break off the back of the commitment that they gave to Donegal to get to an All-Ireland final. And there will be a good lot of them probably not available to their clubs come the start of the club championship on the 9th of August.
Yeah, and I get that. And maybe from a human perspective, the county board probably could have looked at it and says, listen, we'll give the lads the opportunity to breathe, take a wee recharge and get into it. But it's just not. They're going ahead and that's it, and we just have to get on with it. And like, you look at Kilcare play the league, and fair play to them, they managed to stay up now. But because they were missing, you know, Owen, Ryan, Paddy, Mark was involved in the coaching level, and probably Mark's introduction probably saved their season. But because they had county players, they're being punished, and, you know, they're staring relegation in the face for most of the league. So we've got to look at that there, I think. And we definitely have to, we've had the conversation, the county board are going ahead with it, but the human thing and probably the right thing to do would be to give them a break.
Yep. Tyrone are straight knockout. Derry have changed the way they're doing their club championship this year. They've reverted back to the old style type of qualifiers instead of the group. With Donegal now, I think it's there's a 9-week period, and there's going to be 7 games within a 9-week period with 2 breaks, one before the semi-final, one after round 3. There's lots of football to be played in there. Is the system right going forward for Donegal in the format of the club championship at senior level?
goes back to it, you know, like if you go for the Tyrone model and you have one game, you know, everybody looks at the Tyrone Championship, but you could pick up an injury from a county player, could pick up an injury, pick up a wee niggle, and you're all based on that one game. And the GAA, we're all about championship and what we do in the championship. So it's kind of tilted towards too much jeopardy, but I feel at the minute Donegal one, there's not enough jeopardy, and I think we can find that balance somewhere in between, because at the minute, you know, you can stutter through the group stages, I find, and you're not really asking m many questions. And for me, maybe a wee bit of traditionalist now, but for me, championship football should be about asking questions off yourself and off the opposition. And at the minute, you know, the leagues in Donegal aren't in Division One anyway. Whatever about Division Two and Three, they're different. But Division One, they're really not competitive because you're not getting the best teams out. So young players coming into Division One aren't really learning in that top environment. And now we're putting them in the championship where there's just, are them same questions being asked these players, and are they developing now? So I think somewhere we can get a happy medium with the club championship.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll move away from the club. You said at the start this is a different type of week to what we had last week, and you've had several days now to, I suppose, reflect on what happened on Sunday, Eamon. And after all the hype and everything there comes with an All-Ireland final, we were deflated very, very quickly with how the game was panning out. And it seemed to be from very early on that the writing was on the wall for the result, which came at the end of the day in a Kerry one and a Donegal defeat.
Yeah, and it was just, that's the exact word, just so deflated, because we were just on the crest of a wave there, us the supporters, and enjoying the buzz, enjoying the energy. You know, you walk up through Dublin and you see the colour and you're seeing different faces, and I just thought it was a brilliant buzz, and my kids really loved it as well. And you know, we were a bit like, we had that naive mindset, the same as the kids, where losing didn't come into the thought process. And then we get that bad start, and I just had an ominous feeling that when we got the ball, got turned over a bad ball, ended up with Clifford's hand and two pointer over the bar, and I just thought it's just not going to go our way today. And especially that was hammered home with the two pointer at the buzzer at the end of the first half. I knew then we just left ourselves too much, and that we're just totally deflated. But it's important, you know, you still have to be proud of the lads, that the journey they've been on over 3 years. You know, someone sent me a screenshot of where they went during that in Paddy Carr's year, and where they've progressed to now in terms of semi-final appearance, All-Ireland final appearance, two in a row with Ulster. And we have to acknowledge that as well. I think there's a few boys coming out of the long grass that are waiting to have a go with Jim and waiting to have a go with us in Donegal. And I think we just totally disregard them and just be proud of the lads. And just, we can still be disappointed and we can still, you know, be deflated, but we have to be proud of the lads and
Yeah,
how they went about the business this last 2 years.
certainly so. And listen, we can't forget about the memories. And we've had some fantastic times over the last 2 years as these guys give everything for the county and for the Donegal supporters. But
100%, Oisin. You know, for me, I'll always be grateful because my wee man's got the bug, and you know that seed has been planted. He wants to be Shane O'Donnell, and he's looking at Donegal teams now, and he's asking questions. And for me, that's priceless. You know, medal or not, I think something like that there for them to plant the seed in a young person's, that he wants to play for Donegal and he wants to aspire to be a Donegal player. That there, that journey help build that, so that's priceless.
Certainly is. Can Jim keep everybody together and can Donegal continue this journey? Can they get back to an All-Ireland final next year? I know, listen, we're talking here and the guys are obviously disappointed and listen, they're all heading away on holidays and they're trying to process the whole events from last weekend, but we're talking as a a radio broadcaster and a pundit here, Eamon. And obviously we're looking to what's going to be next. And that first stage is Jim McGuinness trying to keep everybody there and having another tilt at this. Is that possible?
100% is possible. Now, some lads will ask themselves a question over the next few months, what they want to do. And you know, it's a big world out there. There's some young members of that squad there, and they might go off and do different things. And that's fair enough too. Like you have to take that into consideration in today's world. And probably the question that's on everybody's lips is what Murphy does now. And again, I've talked about this here, you know, on the Monday after the final, is that, you know, that's up to Michael now, whether he stays about or not. In terms of ability, in terms of leadership, he can do it no bother. And he still has a lot to offer. But can he give the commitment that he wants? Then we talked about when he retired before, when he stepped away before, that he just wasn't in a position to give it, and he just didn't feel right being about the squad. That's the only question for Michael now. But Jim can 100% keep it together, and he'll have learned plenty. He'll have learned enough through that year with the new rules and with everything that he can kick on. But we have to acknowledge that the landscape of the GAA, where the teams are, there's a load on that. You know, there's about five or six coming into the head there where in and around the same level, and there's just no guarantees when you're in that you there's going to be another final now. And that's why it was important just to savor last Sunday.
Well, of course, we'll wait to see what the future brings on the Donegal front. I'm sure as the weeks go on and the club championship goes on, there'll be lots more discussion on it. But Eamon, your future has now got a very strong connection to Sligo. You're in with Eamon O'Hara and Desi Sloan, and as a coach of the Sligo Intercounty Footballers. How did this come about, and what had you so intrigued about getting back into, I suppose, being involved at senior intercounty level, Eamon?
Listen, you know, I think I enjoy chatting about GAA. I've talked about this. I enjoy chatting about GAA, and you know, kind of enjoying that pundit role, as you call it. But like, you know, where I really want to be is in the dressing room. Unfortunately, I'm at the stage now in my life where I can't really offer much from a playing perspective. And I'm doing a wee bit of coaching, and the opportunity came up. The boys approached me a few weeks ago, probably about 5-6 weeks ago. And you know, with the county thing, it's just so much commitment, and you know, it takes over part of your life. It just, you can't just say no. You have to consider it, and you do your research, and you chat to the people in your life. Can you give the commitment? And you know, thankfully, it all, like in terms of what I talked about, and with Joanne, and in terms of the kids and all that, and we got the okay there. And there's good potential in Sligo. It's going to be a good group to work with. The lads are, you know, keen. The lads have been about, so there's loads there for me to learn from. And I that's where I'm at. I'm on that learning journey with coaching. I'm still just trying to get to where I want to be in it. And I think it's very important that we do go with that learning mindset, and I'm just looking forward to the challenge now. So it's just good to get back into the county setup and you know, find my feet in there.
Yeah, well, the likes of Eamon and Desi obviously feel that you have something worthy to bring to the table. Eamon, what do you think that you can bring to the group?
Listen, we'll ask that question in about 6-7 months, what I can bring to the group now. But you know, as I says, I'm on that learning curve. I'm finding out about myself in terms of as a coach. And you know, a lot of people fall down the trap of saying, oh, you're just going to carbon copy with what McGuinness did. And you know, that's, don't think there's any success to be had in that there, in terms of, you know, that was Jim, and Jim's vision suited Jim. You know, for me, just to carbon copy and paste it, I can't sell Jim's vision because it's not mine. And you know, I'm just forming my own philosophy, my own way of looking at the game in terms of how I coach it. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I just want to add something. You know, for me, decision making is a big thing in the coaching world, and that's something I'll be trying to hone in on, is trying to make 20 to 25 good decision makers in them pressure environments, and that's something I'm looking forward to. You have to remember you're working with inter-county lads who want to learn, who are there to really test themselves, and I want to be in that environment, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, does the new rules, obviously we've got a year under our belt now of county level done with the new rules, does that make it more exciting from a coaching point of view, in your mind, Eamon?
It does. It does. It's just, it's a new canvas, as I say, that we are all probably operating off the one way of thinking. And now it just opens it up, and there is avenues that probably lads will go down that hasn't been explored this season, and they'll start looking at it, and they'll start, saying, well, maybe there's joy to be had here. But it is exciting, and as I don't think anybody's truly mastered it yet. It's year one of the new rules in terms of kickouts, in terms of how we work the two-pointer score. There's so much more scope there for us to go on to in terms of the mark. Probably we didn't see enough of that there, the way that's brought into the new rules. So it's good, and it's like, it's, you just need to be on your toes, and mad, you say you have to be mad to learn. I think that's a big thing about coaching. You have to be. You see these people that manage and coach, and because they've played and because they've, won stuff as a player, they think they know it all, and that's far from the case. I think we've seen that over and over through the years. You have to be open, you have to be mad to learn, and that's where I'm at there.
Yeah, just on a Sligo thing, coming to the end here, Eamon, obviously there'll be a feeling at times that maybe Sligo have underperformed, but when you look over the last year or two, they have had very, very strong underage teams, and maybe Sligo might be coming to a period now where that tide might be turning.
Yeah. Listen, anybody I chatted about the Sligo job was there's loads of potential there, and they reference the under 20s, and there's a good group there, and you should always, there's been good work done by McEntee. Colm has been down there, Papa Durkin has been involved, and you can obviously look for a bit of feedback there, and there has been good work done. That's why you should all, when you're taking the job, you should always look who's been there before you, because it means where they're at in terms of how much work do you have to do with that group. And I think you have to acknowledge that McEntee has done good work, and it's just about maybe taking that onto the next level. And potential is an easy word to throw about, but it's no good unless you fulfill it. So That's what we're looking to do, and get the club season over, and then just get stuck into the Sligo job.
Yeah, listen, you've still got a lot of work to do with the club. Obviously, you're involved in coaching Buncrannon, and you have the championship coming up around the corner as well. So it's not going to stop, Eamon. Thanks for joining us on the Score program.
Cheers, Ashley.
And we'll be catching up again soon. And the very best of luck with the Sligo job.
Thank you, Ashley. Take care. Bye bye.